The last few weeks of 2015 and the first week of 2016, talking about love and how love invites and love welcomes. And then last week we saw that love is on a mission. And we ended the time by thinking about and talking about how God has ordained, God has planned, God has figured out, and God has said that the way in which the mission of love is to be accomplished is through the church. And so what we're going to do for the next three Sundays is talk about the church. So today we're going to talk about the church universal, all the different congregations, all the different expressions, and what the commonality for them is. The next week we're going to look at the church of Christ, what this group that is we're a part of is all about. And then the third Sunday we're going to talk about the Grand Prairie Church of Christ, and that is what is the unique thing about this congregation. But we're going to start by asking the question, what is the church? What are the essential elements that make the church, and not the Rotary Club, or not a cult, or not just a group of people hanging out? What are the essential things that need to be there for it to be called the church? So let's figure it out. So what I did is I cooked up a really, really weird sentence. One that is as incomprehensible as I could possibly make it, filled with as many theological terms as I could think of, so that you all go, huh? So it gives me something to talk about and explain what those words are. So here's the sentence, and what we're going to do, a cruciform community of believers living spirit-filled lives of mission and Christocentric worship. Just something handy for you to meditate on before you fall asleep. Now here's what I'm going to do. We're going to go through this sentence, and I'm going to explain each one of those words because they are very, very significant. And so what I want you to do is in those blanks where I would have that sentence, you don't have to put my fancy words. You just put in the definition of the words that make sense to you. So if you look at your outline in your bulletin, take that out and follow along. It'll be really, really useful for you this morning as you go through, because we're going to break up each of these words. So let's start. This word, cruciform, kind of a strange word, but if you look at it, you're kind of able to figure it out, right? Because the first part has the idea of a cross, and form means a shape, right? And so what we're seeing is the church is a group of people that are in the shape of the cross. Now, we used to always make sure that our buildings were built that way, and so that's kind of a plan of a little cathedral there. But we understand that the church is not a building. The church of a gathered people together. So here's the question. What on earth would it look like to live a cross-shaped life, where all lives and all lives together look like the cross of Jesus? Well, I think it means if you think about the cross and you think about our lives, several things come to mind. The first thing is the whole idea of a sacrifice. I mean, ultimately, that is the cross, right? It's Jesus as sacrifice. And so if we look at it, we'll find in 1 John, next slide. In 1 John, it says this. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. This is the first thing about having a cruciform group of people, that we are a group of people that are willing and ready to lay down our lives in time, in energy, in effort, in heart, for the sake of other people. We sacrifice ourselves for the sake of others. The next thing, we go to the next slide, we'll see that the other thing that the cross means for us is what? It's this great expression of God's love. And so the church is a place where the love of God flows. The cross is the place where people experience grace. That fancy word that means getting stuff, getting good stuff we don't deserve. The church needs to be a place where people experience the grace of God. The kindness, the gentleness, and of course, the forgiveness of God. When we talk about the church, what is essential is that the church have a cruciform shape, that the church is a body of people who are willing to sacrifice themselves in love and grace and forgiveness for a lost and a broken world.